Peace and blessings, kings and queens. Welcome to Diva Spot Radio. I'm so grateful that you are here. It is January the 9th, 8:59 Pacific Standard Time. And me and hubby has decided to step out to do a little something. A little date getaway. Something like that. Not too much of a date night, just time with each other.
Yeah. Quality time.
Quality time. Dedicated time.
Yeah.
Which most likely is going to end up somewhere with hot appetizers and some cocktails.
Probably so.
Just wanted to come on, you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. And I promised you guys that I was going to do my more podcasts. So here I am. Just to really have an open conversation about anything about life, and I thought it would be awesome to include Mr. Moss, my husband, in the podcast. And have you been in one of my podcasts before?
No, this is my first time.
First time. This is your first time being on a podcast. I'm so grateful that you support all of my entrepreneur endeavors and that you have been able to see the growth in all of them. How is it being married to a woman who basically is a serial entrepreneur?
Serial entrepreneur.
I'm going to call it a serial entrepreneur.
It's refreshing and frustrating at the same time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the refreshing part is you know how to keep yourself busy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you get out and you get what you need to get. Of course, I'm going to do what I got to do. But you make sure you on top of yours. And the frustrating part can be sometimes you be too into it.
Mm.
You know? You be too into it and we don't get to have things like this tonight. You know what I mean? Because you be like, baby, I'm busy. I got this, I got that, but you know, but at the same token, I know what it's for. You know, it's for building a bigger empire.
Yeah.
And once you get that empire, then guess what? I can have you all to myself.
You can. Well, you do have me all to yourself. I do get busy, you right. And when I do get a goal, I go balls to the walls with it. Like, I give everything 1,000% of my life. There's really nothing I can say that I give 50%. And I'm working on managing that and balancing that. And I've been able to watch you balance that and working, you know, especially working kind of like graveyard shift. And I work day in with the children and with the day in and day out task of the home. And you working 10-hour shifts and sometimes doing overtime. You know, we really don't get a lot of time to spend with each other unless it's the weekend. And I guess by that time, we tired.
We wore out.
We are wore out. But yeah, and I hear you on that because I know how it feels too. And sometimes I'm frustrated as well. And I'm like, man, if my husband just worked the day shift, then, you know, we can be able to enjoy more of our nights together. But I do know that you do go to work and you go to handle your business to take care of yourself, your family, and your home, and your kids, and your wife.
Most definitely.
But I think we are respectful and very understanding to each other's schedules.
Yeah.
At first it was kind of like, come on, yo. But and I was working, and you was just like, baby, I don't want you working and doing all that. And I'm like, this is everyday life for me. But coming from a busybody, a creator,
yeah,
I'm a forward thinker.
You see how the roles have changed?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. 5 years in, we've been married for 5 years.
Yes.
I've been able to find balance and slow down within the 5 years, or am I still on 1,000?
You was able to find balance and control of the business and the relationship. So, I mean, that made it all worth the while. Then it was like, yo, here she goes. She learning that balance. Mm. You know, because even at a 9-to-5, you still have to have a balance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you run multiple of businesses. Mm. So therefore, it's like, yo, I don't have a regular 9-to-5. I got a 9-to-5, a 9-to-5, and a 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how do I fit this all in my days? And your balance has been awesome.
Thank you, baby. I got a 9-to-5, a 2-to-10, a 10-to-6. I'm 24 hours with this thing, but I think from listening to you and hearing you and seeing how you enjoy your time, like, you enjoy your time off, and that's something that I have been making sure that I don't overcommit myself to things, and I have multiple callings on my life. That's a big difference. You know, it's one thing to have multiple jobs and multiple businesses, but there are multiple callings on my life. And some appreciate the callings, some just don't. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm going to listen to what God tell me to do, you know, because the evidence will come out.
For sure.
It will come out. You're going to see it. And I think the first year in marriage, for me, it was like, okay, cool. You know, this is where we at. We moving, we grooving. Then the second year, as we creeped into the second year, it kind of all, I just kind of felt like I wasn't pulling my weight or as a wife, you know, and as a mom. Because coming from a single mother and, you know, what I knew was to work. And come home, work, get the kids, come home, work, get the kids, come home, work, get the kids, come home. I didn't really have the luxury or the desire to date. I was always in long-term relationships. So when the house was maybe misplaced or I didn't cook dinner or, you know, you came from a two-parent home, I came from a single mother. So, you know, us kind of trying to blend that together, it caused some friction. It caused some friction, but thank God we keep God in the center of everything. And me and my husband has this saying, is it bigger than the covenant? Anything that we go through, if we both got an attitude, we both can't see our way clear through it. We're both stuck in our own flesh and pride. All we have to do is ask that question, is it bigger than the covenant? And my husband recently did that to me, and that but it really opened my eyes to a lot of things that I should be grateful and thankful for. Like, it was like, is this bigger than the covenant? What's bigger than the covenant? Nothing. It's in everything. A lot of things that we experience is just bigger than us.
Right.
So that's why we get to enjoy our time together.
Yeah. Most definitely.
I'm learning that too. I remember when we first met, I just really like to be around people and like to go out and socialize, and I still like to do that, but I just pick my people different. But I don't need a lot of crowd of people around me.
Me either.
It's just
because, you know what, you learn at a young age, sometimes bigger crowds mean more trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I kind of like get my crowd down and I just do what I do. I like to, I'm a lone wolf.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got one best friend, well, two best friends, mm-hmm. right? Two best friends, one male, one female, mm-hmm. that I talk to, you know, one every day, one every other day or so. But, you know, other than those true friends, you know, everybody else to me is just acquaintances. Like, okay, I see you when I see you.
Yeah. Kind of like, I'll see you in the summer.
Yeah.
Or go. I'll see you at an event. You have this really keen sense of second chance, seeing the best in people. And I think it maybe come from a patience place. Me, I'm like, I'm going to give you one time and then... trust is easily given,
right?
But you gotta earn it back. Right. Once you break the trust, you gotta earn that back, Papa.
Well, it's like this. like this. If you think about how God treat us.
Yeah.
God give us opportunity after opportunity. Mm. So sometimes we just can't knock people on their first. When they first go around, you know, you gotta be like, you know what? All right, I can give you another chance. You know, I can give you another chance because my father gives me that grace.
Yeah.
Because he give me that grace, I want to be like him, so I want to give that same grace. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To another individual. So that's my way of thinking about that.
Well, I always say I have a lot to learn in that area, because fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, I can't put the blame on you. Mm-hmm. Fool me three times, forget the peace sign, load the chopper, let it rain on you. Shout out to J. Cole. That is where my mindset, fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. But you fool me three times, forget the peace sign, I'ma load the chopper, let it rain on you. And when I say load the chopper, let it rain on you, you mean like I'm gonna move on. Like, I have to move on. I honestly feel like for those who I don't have anything in common with, or don't share entrance with, or don't share a network with, or we're not working to the same goal, I don't see the point of me constantly have to regroup with you. And yes, don't get me wrong, I will do it. I've done it. But when you can't stop the bleeding if you don't apply pressure. Yeah. Like, we can't ride this car and you keep trying to put air in a tire that's got a big hole in it. It's gone. When do you come to the reality of if you did this, then you would get a different
result.
You would get a more successful result. And I think if people don't have anything in common with you, or you guys are not working towards the same goals, they're not going to stick around.
Nope.
They're just not. And life changes all the time. People are in your life for a reason, a season. So don't take it so personally. Don't even take yourself personally. Don't take nothing personally. I think that's another reason why my network is, I have such a great reason to expand with my network, because I'm open.
You open,
I'm an open book. Like, I come open. I'm here to receive. I want to learn different things. I want to know different things. I want to experience. I want to travel. And that's what I like to do. Because a lot of the value comes in your experience. Through lessons. There go Dobie right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lessons.
What are you in the mood for? It's up to you. We both looking back and forth at Buffalo Wild Wings like, is that it? Is this going to be the place? I'm looking at you like, listen. Forever. Oh, Ivors. Oh, my God. Ivors. Maybe I...
I know.
God bless Ivors.
Puppy land.
We already got a sugar booger at the house. That dog is something else.
She
is. Well, guys, not too much was going on in there. What's that?
Beer and food to go every day. It's a growler place.
Oh, okay.
You know, you remember what a growler was?
Yeah, that thing that you got with your beer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did it fall down? Or did somebody just dump a whole dresser right there?
No, that's one of them things on the side of the road.
Oh, Lord.
You look like it just fell down.
Well, you guys, we're going to go in here. Buffalo Wild Wings. I ain't even going front like I don't want no Parmesan wings.
Mm-hmm.
They are really good. Mm-hmm. Little Parmesan wing, little Corona. Corona. And if we're lucky, we can get a little moot beer, actually. Maybe.
Huh?
We'll see.
The Uber?